Sachet Orla Parabet, Mishnah Aleph by Truma, with Truma's Meister Shodman, Hakala Vapikura. Truma is referring to regular Truma, Truma Gedola, 2% of the produce that is given to the Kohen. And Truma's Meister of Daman. Daman is produce that is bought from an Amarit. And we haven't suffered whether the Amarit took off the Meister. So we have to take off Meister region ourselves. And from that Meister region, we would take off 10% for Truma's Meister to be given to the Kohen. And Chala, that is taken off from the dough to be given to the Kohen. And Bikurim. Bikurim is the first fruit of the Shivat Aminim that is brought to the base of Meister and given to the Kohen. All these things are regarded as truma in the pasuk refers to all these things as truma. They all have the same din. Olam the echad umeh. There would be batal of 1 in 100. If one of these things gets mixed in with chulin, if the truma or the truma's mice or the challah or bikurin is less than 1% of the mixture, then it would be batal. But if it's more than 1% of the mixture, the entire mixture is offered to a non-kohen. It's called mizuma, and that is a din. That truma is only batal in 1 in 100, but if there's more than 1 in 100 of the truma or the truma's mice or the challah or bikurim, it would not be batal, and it would be offered to a non-kohen. Umitzdarfin zemze, all of these things would combine with each other. For example, challah and truma would combine. If the two of them together get mixed in with chulin, and the challah and bikurim together is more than 1% of the mixture, the entire mixture would be offered. And even though the challah itself is less than 1% of the mixture, and the truma itself is less than 1% of the mixture, but since combined more than 1% of the mixture, the entire mixture is also, and since both of them are regarded as truma, they would combine to offer the chulin when they get mixed in with chulin, and it's more than 1% of the mixture. Utsarech laharim. If any of these things gets mixed in with chulin and becomes batal, but less than 1% of the mixture, and it is batal, even though it's batal and the entire mixture is mutter to a non-kohen, but you have to separate the amount of the challah or the truma that fell in and give it to the kohen. And since the truma or the challah that got mixed in with the chulin belongs to the kohen, even though it became batal in the mixture, but you still have to separate the amount of the challah or the bikurim and give it to the kohen. Orlo klayakar, oylem be'echad umasayim. Orla and Klai Karam is only batal in 1 in 200. Orla is fruit that grows on a tree within the first 3 years from the time the tree is planted. And it's also about no. And Klai Karam is when you plant other types of plants in a vineyard, becomes Klai Karam. It's also other about no. And since Orla and Klai Karam is more stringent than Truma, as even though Truma is forbidden to be eaten by a non-kohen, but it's mutter about no, while these things are other about no, so therefore, with regard to Bizzle, it's also more stringent, and it would only be batal in 1 in 200. Umitzdarfin zemze. Orla and Klai Karam would combine with each other. If the two of them together gets mixed in with chulin, and between the two of them, it's more than 1 in 200. Even though the Orla itself, or the Klai Karam itself, is less than 1/200 of the mixture, but since combined and more than 1/200 of the mixture, it would not be batal. They ain't tzarich lahar. If the Orla or Klai Karam gets mixed in with chulin and it's less than 1/200, so therefore it would be batal. You do not have to separate the amount of the Orla or Klai Karam. As the Orla or Klai Karam does not belong to anybody, so there's nothing to separate and give to anybody. As when Truma gets mixed in with chulin, it becomes batal, since it belongs to the coin, even though it's batal, you have to separate the amount of the Truma that fell in and give it to the coin. But Orla and Klai Karam do not have any owner at all, they're also bound up, so therefore, when they get mixed in and become batal, there's nothing that you have to separate. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Eina Mistar. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Shimon, Orla and Klai Karam do not combine to offer the mixture. If Orla and Klai Karam together gets mixed in with chulin, and it's more than 1/200 of the mixture, since each one separately is less than 1/200 of the mixture, it would be batal. They would not combine to offer the mixture, since Orla and Klai Karam are two separate isur. And Rabbi Shimon would agree, if Bikurim and Chala or Bikurim and Truma gets mixed in with Chulin and together it's more than 1/100 of the mixture, they would combine to offer the mixture. But that's because Chala and Bikurim all are regarded as Truma. They all are the same type of Issa. They're all called Truma in the Pasuk. So therefore, they would combine to offer the mixture. But Orla and Klai Karam are two separate Isurim, so therefore they do not combine to offer the mixture. If each one separately is less than 1/200 of the mixture, even though combined is more than 1/200, it would be batal, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer, I remember starting from a nice time of a low lesson. Rabbi Eliezer said the Orla and Klai Karam would combine to give taste to what it got mixed into. but not to us. Meaning to say, that which we said that Orla and Clyde Cameron is only about with less than 1/200th of the mixture, there would be an exception. If it got mixed in with She'en Omino, a different type of produce, and it was lach, it was a liquid that fell into a liquid and it got all mixed up together. In such a case, it would be bottle if it doesn't give taste. Because normally, when an iser gets mixed in with a hezer, if the iser is less than 1/60th of the hezer, it would not give taste to the hezer and it would be bottle. And it would be the same as Orla and Clyde Cameron. Even though Orla and Clyde Cameron is only bottle, if it's less than 1/200th of the mixture, the exception would be that it got mixed in with She'en Omino, a different type of produce. Not the same type of produce as the Orla and Clyde Cameron, and it is lach, it's liquid. So it totally and thoroughly got mixed in since they're both liquids. In such a case, if it does not give taste, if it's less than 1/60th of the mixture, it would be bottled. So Rabbi Eliezer said that if the Orla or Clyde Cameron is lach, it's liquid, and it got mixed in with She'en Omino, that the din is that if it does not give taste, it would be bottled. In such a case, he would agree with the Tanakhama that the Orla and Clyde Cameron would combine to answer what it got mixed into. But if the Orla and Clyde Cameron is yavesh, is dry, or it got mixed in with mina, with the same type of produce as the Orla and Clyde Cameron, which in such a case it would only be bottled with less than 1/200th of the mixture, he would agree with Rabbi Shimon that the Orla and Clyde Cameron would not combine. Only if the Orla alone or the Clyde Cameron alone is more than 1/200th of the mixture, would it be offered. Sechad Orla Parabeh, Mishnah Beza, Truma Ma'ala et Orla, the Orla et our Truma. Truma would combine with chulin to mevato orla, and orla would combine with chulin to mevato truma. As we said in the previous Mishnah, that truma, bikurim, challah, and truma tmeiser, they would all combine to aser if they get mixed in with chulin. And according to the Tanakhama, orla and klai karam would combine if they get mixed in with chulin. But orla and truma would not combine, as orla and truma are two totally separate isur. And not only would they not combine if they got mixed in together with chulin, but they would each be mevato each other. Ketza. What would be a case where truma is mevato orla and the orla is mevato truma, and it's happening all at the same time? The truma is mevato the orla and the orla is being mevato the truma at the same time. Saw truma shenafla lemeah. A saw of truma that fell into 100 saw of chulin. Now, it didn't fall into exactly 100 saw of chulin, because in that case, it would immediately be mevato without the help of the orla. But it fell into 99 saw of chulin. So it's not yet bottled. Ba'achakach nalflu shlosha kavin orla, or shlosha kavin klai kerem. And after the saw of truma fell into 99 saw of chulin, 3 kavin of orla fell into the mixture. 3 kavin is a half a saw. There's 6 kavin in a saw. Or 3 kavin of klai kerem fell into the mixture. So now the entire mixture is 100 plus 3 kabin. 1 saw of truma, 99 saw of chulin, and 3 kabin of orla of klai kerem. 3 kabin is a half a saw, so we have 100 saw plus another half. Zuhi sha truma mala es orla, v'ha orla es a truma. This is a case where the truma is being mevatel the orla, and the orla is being mevatel the truma, and therefore the entire mixture is mutter. And even though this mixture contains both truma and orla, the truma is mevato the orla is mevato the truma together with the chulin, and it is bottled. This mission is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that he saw truma that fell into 99 saw of chulin. You need a little bit more of chulin to mevato the truma. You need 99 plus a little bit more of chulin, and that would be mevato the saw of truma. So when the truma fell into 99 saw of chulin, it was not yet bottled. And then when 3 kavin of orla fell in, so now you have a 99 plus a little bit more, the truma would be bottled. And not only would the truma be bottled, but the orla would be bottled as well. As 3 kavin of orla had fallen into the mixture, which is half a saw. And the truma combined with the chulin is 100 saw, which is 200 half saws. So the orla is 1/200th of the mixture, and it would be bottled. So the truma is being mevatel the orla, while the orla is being mevatel the truma. As even though orla and truma are isurim, they're forbidden, but combined with the chulin, they can be mevatel each other, since they're two totally different types of isur, and they're combining with 99 saw of chulin. Each one is mevatel the other, and the entire mixture is mutter.